It's Monday, the 25th of August. Ten minutes to 12 noon. 11:50 AM in other words. Stepping out the back door. I should have been stepping out the door of a caravan down there on the Dumfriesshire coast. At Auchinleary. Should have been stepping out that door about nine, half nine this morning. Ready to bail from the caravan. Because you have to be out by 10 AM to allow the cleaners in. Sometimes we, depending where we are, we just head home. Or if we're nearer home, one of our favourite sites that aren't too far away, we'll spend some more time in the area and then come home by late afternoon, early evening. Lovely sounds on a Monday morning near midday. It would have been much nicer seeing this down in Auchinleary. But anyway. I guess I can talk about Auchinleary. There. It's to say that we got home by 7 AM, that would have been good, eh? Time machine. 7 PM last night. Emptied the car. Put our feet up. Cup of tea and something light to eat. Went to bed about 10:30, 11:20. Got out of bed at 10:40 this morning. 12 hours sleep. 12 hours sleep. I guess our bodies needed that. That was all due to the lack of sleep on the holiday. It didn't ruin the holiday by any means. We had a great time. But, weren't going to risk a third night of no sleep, especially with Mary's delicate condition. No, not that delicate. A different delicate. I'll tell you about it. You'll hear about it if you listen to us. And she's still sore this morning, so... see what happens. But it's a lovely morning. Noon. It's actually mostly cloudy, but the temperature has come back up again, and we're supposed to have a nice day today. It's breezy, as you can probably hear. I missed that sound in the sky. Not. You know, I don't even think I heard one anywhere at all. Did see people yachting on the sea and jet skiing in the distance, and well, actually it wasn't jet ski, it was a speedboat and skier way out in the waves. Every time I go to the sea side, every time I go to the sea, especially if I'm there for a wee holiday, it's just it just chores at me for a long and weary after that. And I think I kind of get on Mary's wick and I start to say, you know, this is what we should be. We should be doing this. We should be looking out at the sea every day. And well, still a dream. Still a dream. I'm standing here this morning, and in all honesty, I could just lie down. think both of us could go back to bed. Some people can do without sleep. Unfortunately, we've got, amongst the other common factors we have between each other, one of them is not surviving very well without sleep. I'm glad to be back, in a sense back. I would have been back by late afternoon anyway, at least this way, when we wouldn't be coming back shattered, completely and utterly shattered. At least this way, we've had 12 hours in our own bed. And you know, Mary said to me one thing on the way home. She said, you know, in life we take things for granted, and we take our very peaceful home and our wonderfully comfortable bed and our lovely big bedroom and getting, you know, sleep without disturbance from all kinds of things. And we take that for granted, and she was right. You do. And it's not until you go and sleep in a caravan bed with springs sticking through your head. No, it wasn't that bad, but I've had that. We have had that. But no, she was just saying that, you know, when you're away for a holiday and that, you accept things that you wouldn't accept back home, but then you have to, so. But you should never forget what you've got at home. And she's right, she's absolutely right. I don't think I ever take my home for granted, but I think possibly you forget, you know. You forget just how good things are and how lovely the seagulls sound, and you think it was still down in Auchinleary. Maybe they followed us home. Alfred Hitchcock, the birds. So I guess I'm in a kind of flippant mood this morning, which is great because I love being in a flippant mood. It's better than being in a flipping mood. There's no place like him. So they say. When you think about that, it's perfectly true, because home is that house, home is where you enjoy life, where you are happy to live, who you're happy to be with, all the kinds of things, all that mixed up. And it doesn't matter whether that's a nice roomy bungalow or a wee button Ben or even a static caravan. That's where you're happy to be. That's him. Back in the porridge again. Chucked the old muesli out the window since the temperature's dropped. Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird, I think we're very happy to see you this morning. Hmm.